welcome. How was that? Was that, is that good?
Did good
that
job, Ryan.
Thank you.
That was a great welcome. It wasn't Jason Kirk quality, but it was
no,
good.
I mean, Jason is going for, like, circus barker, wrestling announcer. Like, he wants a sense of bravado. I just want to get, everybody knows I just want to get this shit over with. This is the Independence Bowl we're talking about.
Well, if we're all announcers, by the way, Jason is clearly the Jim Ross. You're clearly the Joe Buck, just seconds away from hanging yourself with the microphone cord out of existential despair.
Sun grows larger.
Yeah. Yes. God, yes. Bottom of the 8,000th inning.
Bottom of the 99th at the Sun Bowl. The Independence Bowl.
Right. That's you if we're doing announcers. And me, I don't want to be Joe Rogan. I want to be Joe Rogan when he comes in. He's like, oh, he's hurt, Mike. Like, that's it. Anytime anyone gets harmed in a broadcast, I burst through the door and I'm like, oh, he's fucked up. This fight's over. They're like, this is an episode of Martha Stewart Living, sir. You don't need to do that.
Listen, the Independence Bowl is the most important bowl ever because it gave Florida State a home for their stupid fucking bowl streak.
Oh my God, I forgot.
The one that they worked so hard to preserve. It's so important. All the bowl streak. Oh, the thing that where you just say like, hey, we weren't as bad as Florida. Yeah, that. Cool. Congrats. Oh, yeah. Hey, guess what? My paying my taxes on time streak continues.
This is Florida State going, hey, I've been sober like 800 days straight. You're like, yeah, you robbed a convenience store today.
Yeah. And did it without drinking.
Yeah, look at me. Making all the decisions, good or bad, without resorting to alcohol. Florida State.
And I only took cigarettes. So there.
We're talking about Florida men here. We gotta, you know, reward the little things.
Hey, you know what? Victories are incremental. You got to take them where you can get them, add up the inches, and eventually you're going to win a football game or five of them.
Florida, this game is, you know, prep is going to come right in the middle of early signing day, and Florida needs that time to infuriate its fans by not signing the people that they think they should. Okay? Like, that's valuable time Florida needs to squander. Can't be playing a bowl game. You got all kinds of fans who already are going to say that Dan Mullen's a failure and can't recruit. And now we're going to just lose to Florida State and Miami and probably Florida Atlantic, including new lifelong, because I don't think Lane Kiffin will live longer than 10 years, head coach.
You heard it here first, folks. Lane Kiffin is doomed.
Do you think Lane Kiffin is going to survive 10 more years living in South Florida?
It's only going to make him stronger, Ryan.
Ryan, have you poisoned Lane Kiffin?
I don't have to answer these questions. This is the Independence Bowl.
He's a lawyer. You can't trick him. He's a lawyer.
That's some British King George shit. This is the bowl that celebrates America's independence for reasons I am not entirely clear on.
Because the revolution started in Shreveport, Louisiana.
That's true.
That was where, as the British were sailing their yachts up the Mississippi River, they encountered casino gambling boats, and they were like, hey, if you're going to gamble, then you got to give us all your winnings as, and we'll give you tea.
Then Paul Revere said, one if my land, double down, if by sea.
He was a myth. He wasn't real. Okay. But what happened was Daniel Boone was there and said, well, we're going to have an Independence Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so was Archie Manning was there, too. And he kicked General Cornwallis right in the dick.
And then it snowed and Mississippi State was in the snow.
That's true. And then there was all this delicious Cajun butter and they were going to tax it in this barge and they dumped it in. That's why it's the Bossier City Ghee Party, right? Mm-hmm. That's why they dumped all the water.
Jackie Sherrill became ambassador to France.
And I think that'd go real well, actually. I do, because he'd castrate a bull there and they would be like, he's about to make a delicious dish. He's going to take the bull and put it inside a sheep and then grind them up both alive The terror makes the flesh more delicious. And then he will take the entire thing and hand it to a recruit.
Suddenly I have the urge to tackle.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Jackie Sherrill did. He'd get the world. Like, honestly, France to the World Cup with Jackie Sherrill at the helm. That's a first round. They're getting out. They're getting out group play. Easy. But without understanding a damn thing. They'd just be like, I don't know, this terrifying man with a huge knotted tie. He inspires me.
He always carries the knife.
Always carries the knife. Such a savage American.
See? See how classy French makes everything? That's our running theme for this group of ball games.